Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
The end of this climate summit in Cancun, Mexico, felt like deja vu. Folks wrangling, wheeling and dealing, deciding once more to decide the big stuff next year. But the climate itself didn't wait. It continues to change. Kiribati is a small Pacific island nation that's just 6 feet above sea level, and every day a bit more disappears. Anote Tong is the president of Kiribati. I asked him how he would sum up this summit.
Well, I think it's important to emphasize that time is running out, not just for the wider question of the climate change crisis, but I think there are countries now, and this would include the most vulnerable, which are already feeling the impact of what is happening. I was in Parliament last week, and I was getting requests, which have been happening virtually every Parliament, for government to provide protective seawalls, because buildings are on the verge of being washed away. Already some have been washed away, and some villages, communities have had to be relocated. And so these are all already happening. And so it's not about tomorrow, things that are going to happen, but it's about things that are already happening.
In terms of what's happened here in Cancun, is it enough today for what needs to be done?
There has to be agreement on addressing the more urgent needs of those countries which are already being affected. If that is not addressed, then there's no point to the negotiations because it'd be too late for some of us.
In terms of finance, Ban Ki-moon set together this panel, advisory panel, to come up with an international plan. What do you think of this?
Well, a lot of pledges were made in Copenhagen. We did not sign the Copenhagen Accord because it did not meet the requirements, the minimum requirements, which would ensure our survival. But we subsequently associated with it on the basis that it would trigger the flow of fast funds. Nothing has flowed until now. And so we do need funds urgently to meet these requirements.
So wait a second. Here you are, the president of Kiribati, a country that is at best 6 feet above sea level. All this promise of money to help you deal with the problems. You need to build seawalls, but no money has come?
I think that the urgency of the whole process is being misunderstood. We're still negotiating, and I think that was the point that I've been making all the time. It's not a negotiation for us. It's an urgent bid for survival. And it's happening. We don't want to allow it to happen in larger scale before it's too late for us and too costly if ever any work is going to be done to restore the integrity of the islands.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. Anote Tong, president of Kiribati.
You're very welcome indeed.
On the next Living on Earth, a prescription for global survival from one of the world's leading ecologists. Cut the calories.
We are consuming over 80% of the planet's resources, even though we're only 20% of the world's population. We are the major predator on the planet.
David Suzuki says it's time to realize more is less. Next time on Living on Earth.